Both of you together. You know, I have a whole bunch on one end and the other hand on the other end. How can I do to have all of you, my children, together? So it makes it easy on me. Huh? I know y'all like to be apart. Get a little closer. Praise God. We have brought our Bibles tonight, is that right?
Amen. Yes.
As you well know, we have been working on what I call reconstructing our thinking pattern. Unfortunately, the Church of the Living God has been bombarded by so much stuff, so much doctrine that is alienated from the Word of God. And many of us grew up in an environment where we were told ridiculous things. Many of us grew up in an environment where we heard absurd and ludicrous things. And that became part of us. Today, we are grown-ups, we have children, we have our own family, and we find ourselves repeating those ludicrous statements made by people in the past, and in many instances, made by leaders of communities that we belonged. I told you I'm in a journey to reprogram your thoughts. If you are paying attention to what is being taught, we are in a journey reprogramming your thought. I know that it's going to be 10% of, you're going to remember 10% of what I said. Here's the proof. The first sermon preached on reprogramming our thoughts was?
Restructuring your thoughts.
Yeah, there was first sermon. What was it? Restructuring your thoughts is the series. The first topic was? That's the second. Very good. Somebody remember the second? Okay, that was the fourth. The first one was, I can't. And many of you may not remember that anymore. Because this was about 5-6 weeks ago. There's a lot of people saying there that I can't, preacher. I can't do it. I can't go on. We might have to revise this thing. Tonight, I want to talk to you about a statement that is very common. I heard this statement at least 3 times in the last 10 days. Preacher, things aren't getting better. Rather, they're just getting worse. Have we ever heard that from somebody?
Yes.
Have we ever spoken something like that? Well, the more I pray, seems the worse things get. So things aren't getting better. They're just getting worse. What is wrong with this? Well, there's a lot wrong with this. By now, we should know that thinking this way is not an option. Why? This kind of thinking keeps you and I bound to the past. This kind of thinking that things are not getting better and that they are getting worse proves a total and complete ignorance of God's Word. Somebody may say, well, I've been praying and praying and praying and praying for this thing, and instead of happening what I'm praying for, it's happened the opposite. Well, may I suggest to anybody who thinks like that, instead of saying that it is getting worse, wouldn't it be easier to think, maybe this is not what God wants me to do. Maybe this is not what God wants me to have. Maybe this is not the path that God wants me to go. The fact that we are praying for something and things are not getting better, and we think it's getting worse, does not necessarily mean to be so. When we think that things are not getting better and that they're just getting worse, it moves us backwards. Today's media espouses a lot of negativity. Can I have an amen here? There is a spirit of darkness that is behind all these thoughts. That things aren't getting better. That things are getting worse. The devil promotes doom and gloom.
Yes, that's right.
And the main reason that he does that is to get people depressed. Is to get people on drugs. Is to get people fearful and timid. But above all, is to get people distracted from worshiping their God and the work that God is trying to do in the midst of his people. When we set in our mind that things are supposed to go in one way, and we pray for that, and we don't get what we're praying for, and we start saying that things are getting worse, we may miss a blessing that may just be in front of us. And this is why I say sometimes we have a spiritual tantrum. I don't like, preacher, what you're saying. I know. Beloved, the world is full of bad news. The economy is getting worse. Stock market may fall at any time. Society is getting worse. And we could go on and on and on and on. But you know what? I'm here today to tell you, let's reject these kinds of thoughts today. Amen. Because things are not getting bad. Amen. Things are not getting worse for you. So, well, preacher, I was hoping that by now I would have been in a much better situation. You're not because you're hoping. If you were believing, you would be in a better situation.
Amen.
Let's not confuse hope, faith with hope. When you hope it might happen, when you believe it will happen. Because the book says, when we believe without doubt, we will have what we have prayed for. So what is the solution, preacher? Well, for starters, follow the pattern of how God does things. And I want you to stay with me here. What did you say? Follow the pattern of how God does things. You may be asking, well, preacher, how does he do things? Here we go. He takes us from the old covenant into the new covenant. Is that correct? Is that correct? He took us from
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brothers. He took us from the blood of animals to the blood of Jesus. The Lord took us from law to grace. God took us from sin to righteousness. God took us from sickness to health. The Lord took us from adversity to prosperity. The Lord took us from defeat to victory. The Lord took us from uncleanness to cleanness and from emptiness to be filled. everything in God's kingdom gets better and better. And this is the place where we make a lot of mistakes. Every single thing in the kingdom of God gets better and better. There's no way around this that we're going to be looking, well, preacher, things are getting worse. No, they're not. No, they're not, because in the kingdom of God, things get better and better. So that means that things will get better and better for you. Let's go to Luke 17, verse 21. Would you care to read it with me? Nor will they say, see here, or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. So, if the kingdom of God is within you, you and I must and should always look forward for things getting better and better. I'm challenging you right now to change the way that you think, if you ever thought like this, and to start expecting things to get better and better in every single area of your life. So you may ask, okay, preacher, how do I do this? Number one, how do I change my way of thinking and expecting that things will get better and better? Understand the pattern, how God does things. What do you mean? You got to understand the pattern, how God does things. Let's go to Proverbs 4, verse 18. I want you to read it with me. But the path of the just is like that shines. The sun came out. It's coming out. The rays is coming. And then it's getting brighter and brighter and brighter until you have a full day. Amen. The kingdom of God is within you. Therefore, things will get better. You just have to understand the pattern, how God does things. You know, when you go to 2 Corinthians 3:18, here is a promise. Read it with me. But we all, read it, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The sun is getting brighter. We've been transformed into glory to glory. Amen. God never works backwards. Hallelujah. Things always get better and better. So we'd better change our way of talking that things are not getting better. Instead, it's getting worse. No, it is not. Yes, Lord. Our tongue have to speak the right things. Number two. Remember, when you think that things are not getting better, instead it's getting worse, remember that goodness must and supposed to follow you. Therefore, expect to go from good to better. Is anybody listening to me here? Goodness must and supposed to follow you. Therefore, you must expect, if things are good, it's going to get better. If it is better, it's going to get even better. Listen to 2 Timothy 3:13. While evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. The opposite is also true. Because you are not evil. You are godly people. You are God's people. So the evil men go from bad to worse, but you go from better to better. You may say, well, preacher, you're just pushing. No, I'm not. Psalm 23:6,
gives you this. Read it with me. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So goodness is following you until the day you die. Things can't go worse. They will go better. I mean, I don't care what anybody say. And because things go better, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
Right. Amen. Amen. It got to get better because you have goodness following you all the days of your life. It's very encouraging and comforting to know that badness is not going to follow me. It's going to follow the wicked. And the wicked is going to go from bad to worse. But you and I, godly people, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. So stop saying that things is not getting better. It's getting worse. You're mistaken. You're looking things on the wrong prism. You've got good following you all the days of your life. Like, you know something, brother, sister, may I have the Backslider translation here? You served me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revived my dropping head. My cup brims with blessings. If your cup is brimming with blessings, there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think it is, you have something wrong with your head. Are you with me so far? Brother Cecil, may I have, I need verse 6, brother, the same, 23:6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. Your beauty and love. Okay, can we read it together? Your beauty and love chase me. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Things can't be going worse to you. There is beauty and love chasing after you. So things can't be going worse. Things has to be going better. Are we together so far? Now, number 3, how do you change that thought that things are not getting better, it's getting worse? Number 3, don't think of the glass as half full or half empty. We know that sentence, right? Don't think of the glass as half full or half empty. Don't think of your cup. Don't think of your portion in life as half empty or half full. This is baloney. Psalms 23:5 tells us otherwise. You prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup. So things can't go worse. Things are going better. Amen. So don't stop thinking in that pea brain mentality. Well, my cup is half full or half empty. That's nonsense. The Bible says you have your head, but you have a table prepared in the presence of your enemies. Your head is anointed with oil and your cup runs over. Come on, reach out to somebody and say, your cup runs over. You remember that Jesus said that we're going to be blessed 30, 60, 100%, right? Filled, pressed down, shaken up, running over. Stop thinking half a cup empty. This is a pea brain way of thinking. Number four, another way to change our way of thinking that things is not getting there. No, your life is going to end up better than it started. Is anybody listening to me here? I'm not going to prepare myself to be poor, isolated in a nursing home, as people come to see me every 6 months. No, absolutely not. The best days of my life are ahead.
Yes.
Why? Things are not getting worse. It's getting better. It doesn't matter who is in the White House. It doesn't matter how the world economy goes. My cup runs over, not through the world economy. Somebody else anoints my head with oil. Huh? Somebody else prepares a table for me in the presence of those who don't like me. And somebody else fills my cup until it runs over. So stop thinking, that you're coming to the end, you're getting older, and things are getting worse. No! Your life is gonna be better in the end than it was when it started. Maybe think, well, preacher, you cannot prove that in the Bible. Yes, I can. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. I come to your attention. Read it with me. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in the spirit is better than the proud in the spirit. Better is the end of your life than the beginning thereof. Get ready, folks. I'm going to eat well as I grow old. I'm going to dress well as I grow old. I'm going to be healthier than what I was when I was young.
Amen.
I had the promise that my strength shall be renewed like the eagle.
Yes.
So as I'm getting mature, I'm getting better and better. Because the end of my life will be better than the beginning. And I can tell you one thing for sure. When I began, it was tough. Got married at 20 years. Kid came right away. Still in school. Working like a horse. I still work a lot, but not like before. You leave to work at 6. Gotta be at work. At school, rather, at 7. 7 to 12. Then leave school at 12 to get at work at 1. Until 5. Then you get ready to come back and teach from 7 until 11. Get home at 11:30. My baby was awake, smiling, waiting for daddy to come. We kiss the baby, give him his bottle, put him to sleep. At midnight and 30 you go. 5 o'clock you're up again to go. Today is better than when I started. And I'll tell you this. My Bible says that he that has a start, the good work in us, shall carry it to the end. So we're going to stop saying that things are not getting better, they're getting worse. Baloney. Number 5. Well, let me give you Haggai 2:9. Listen to this. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former. The glory on your life right now is going to be better than when you begun. And when you get understanding, don't settle for less. Please, don't settle for less. Another thing that you need to do, number 5, believe God has saved the best for last. Even when thing doesn't look like. In John chapter 2, verse 10, there's an interesting verse here. This dude got married, and he was just smart enough to invite Jesus to his wedding. Wise people invite Jesus on their wedding. Amen?
Amen.
He invited Jesus. Well, we're in the middle of the feast, and they came and said, hey, the wine is over. They told Mary. Now, did you ever wonder, why did people want to tell Mary that the wine is over? If the guy is not family of Jesus or Mary, they are not related. They were neighbors that were invited at the party. But yet, when the wine was over, the guys came from Mary. Mary, Mary. What? We ran out of wine. Did you ever wonder about that? They knew something special about Jesus that we might not know today. In the time of need and difficulty, things will not get worse. It will get better because the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus is with you. So it can't get worse. It will get better. Oh, Branch, I had that job. I was making $50,000. I just got fired. That's because God wants to give you an $80,000 job.
Amen.
Come on. Well, nobody's getting a job nowadays. Well, that is them, not you. And he said to him, well, you know the story. The wine went over. Mary came to Jesus and said, son, they ran out of wine. Jesus said, look at the woman. What have I to do with thee? My time is not arrived. Now you're talking to your mom, boy. Now he was talking as God. Because what Mary was asking him was something impossible. Where would he get wine? But mama knew that her boy had power to do the impossible.
Amen.
Things will not get worse because your God has the power to do impossible. She left. She didn't argue. Love that woman. She could have argued. Boy, is that the way you talk to your mom? Wham! No. She just left. She called the servants. Do whatever he says. She knew that her son had the ability to do the impossible. Jesus is looking at them. All right. Fill up all the jars with water. Okay.
What? Didn't you see what his mom said? Do what he says. All right, all right.
Everybody, all the jar, all the pitchers filled up with water.
Yes, sir.
We did. So now take some and take to the guy who tastes the wine.
Huh? Yes, sir.
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with you? They took a cup and brought to the wine master. He looked then to the groom and say, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. The groom have no clue what this dude is talking about. But the Bible registered this so that you and I should know that when things get difficulty and it looks like it's going downhill, call on Jesus. And it's going to get better because he will leave the better for last.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:16 tells us this. You may say, well, preacher, I've been praying for my miracle and I'm getting worse in my health. I've been praying for my finances and My finances are going even worse. I've been paying for the family. The family is getting even cuckoo. How can I say that it is getting better? Because it is. Therefore, we do not lose heart. When you start looking at what is happening outside and around you, you will lose heart. And this is why I'm challenging you to stop thinking things are not getting better, they are getting worse. That's what the devil wants you to think. This way he can distract you from worshiping you, God, for the answers of our prayers. Therefore, we do not lose hope. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The word renew means it's getting used and then you make it new again. Is that what renewed means? Is that what it means? So when I hear the word renewed, I'm hearing that something is getting used, rotting, or not even rotting, but used and out of shape or whatnot, and then it's made new again. Am I correct?
Yes.
So the book says that our inward man is being made new.
Yeah.
And new. Day by day.
Amen.
Don't lose heart. What is happening outside is not a reflection of what God is doing. When you keep your trust in your God, knowing that the end of all things is better than the beginning, your inner man is going to be renewed. And you have the strength and the faith to persevere and see God's breakthrough coming in your life. I'm going to wrap up tonight by saying, number 6, you and I need to understand that God has the best in mind for us. In the story of the prodigal son, this dude left home, come to their daddy. I need my money, all that I have, I gotta go. I got some cool friends, you know, and they ain't like you. So give my money, I'm gonna leave. Daddy said, all right. Knucklehead, gave him all that he had, all that belonged to him. And he went out with the so-called friends and burned out everything that he had. When the money was over, the friends disappeared. He couldn't find a job and he found himself taking care of swines. Now he's hungry. When he took a little bit of the swine food, don't eat it. That's for the pigs. Tough, huh? The Bible said that he stopped and he thought, you know what? How many of my daddy workers are in a better situation than I am right now? It's not better outside. It's better in the presence of the Father. Then he said, I will rise up. I'm going to go to my father, and I'm saying, Dad, I'm not worthy even to be called your son. Please, make me one of your workers. The father looked every day for the return of his son. When he's coming out, the father saw him far off. The father ran, hugged him, and kissed him. And in Luke 15:22, this is what we read. But the father said to his servants,
bring out the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and set it on his feet.
I want you to turn to somebody and look the person straight on the eyes and tell your neighbor, God is bringing out the best for your life starting tonight.
God is bringing out the best for your life
Beloved, we are sons and daughters of God. We are sons and daughters of God in the earth today, and God has the best in mind for His children. Even if we have messed up on the past, things are not getting worse when we turn back to God. God has the best in mind to each one of us. The best robe, the best ring, the best sandal, the best of all is for you and I. We're going to change the way we speak. We will stop saying that things are not getting good, instead it's getting worse. No, that's a lie from the pits of hell, because your Father has in mind the best that He has for you and I. Repeat after me. God has made me righteous.
God has made me righteous.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Therefore,
my life is getting brighter and brighter.
Every day. Repeat it with me. My inner man is being renewed. Day by day. Evil people go from bad to worse. But people like me, who follows God, go from good to better. Every day. Say it with me. I can celebrate in the presence of my enemies. Because my God will cause my cup to run over, never run out. Finally, say with me, God has saved the best for last in my life. My latter days will be better than my former days. In the name of Jesus. Amen.